This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. One of the nation's most powerful politicians is under pressure for his intervention in the case of Terri Schiavo. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay made himself a public face of a change in federal law. It allowed federal courts to rule on the case of the brain-damaged woman in Florida. Polls suggest that most Americans disapproved of that action by Congress, and that is just one of the reasons that Tom DeLay faces criticism now. Here's NPR's Andrea Seabrook.
When Tom DeLay came out so strongly for federal intervention to keep Terri Schiavo alive, it distracted the media and perhaps the public from his ethical issues and potential legal problems. Now that the courts and the public in general have rejected his view, the magnifying glass is back on DeLay and his difficulties. One liberal advocacy group called Campaign for America's Future is seizing the moment. Today they will unveil a television ad that will run in DeLay's Texas district and in Washington starting later this week.
Tom DeLay can't wash his hands of corruption by involving Congress in one family's personal tragedy. But Congress can certainly wash his hands of Tom DeLay.
Spokesman Toby Chaudhary says the group is pushing DeLay to resign as House Majority Leader.
Tom DeLay has a solid record of abuse of power, and it's important for the people in his district to know how he has contributed to the most corrupt Congress in recent history.
The group claims that under DeLay's leadership, the House has hosted a feeding frenzy for big businesses at the expense of average citizens. But Republican strategist Rich Galen sees a wider political strategy in the group's ad. He says it's part of a scheme by Democrats to take down their biggest foe, Tom DeLay. And Galen says this is the second time in recent history they've done this, the first being Speaker Newt Gingrich.
They made it so painful for Republicans to continue to defend him every single day, every single day. And the Democrats and their allies spent somewhere in the area, by our accounting, of about $60 million in negative advertising against Gingrich in the 1996 cycle.
Gingrich eventually resigned as Speaker and left the House altogether. But Galen says Democrats should have learned then that, as he put it, cutting off the head wouldn't kill the beast. Republicans put up Illinois' Dennis Hastert just about the anti-Newt in personality, who became Speaker and remained so as the GOP kept its majority. And if Tom DeLay were to go down, says Galen, there are ranks of talented Republicans ready to step into leadership. Then again, Democrats say they have no attack plan against DeLay. They say his problems are of his own making, as were Gingrich's. And that view is starting to pop up in conservative circles as well. This week, the Wall Street Journal editorial page, usually a staunch supporter of congressional Republicans, came out against DeLay. The paper listed what it called the rap sheet on the majority leader, his ethical missteps, his associations with big money lobbyists, his trips abroad paid for by foreign agents. And finally, the editorial said that rather than buck the Washington system, as he's always promised to do, DeLay, quote, smells just like the Beltway itself. And so some Republicans, like conservative activist and former Congressman Bob Barr, say the party leadership now has some serious thinking to do.
If they don't very soon lay before the American people a very clear agenda that the American people can understand and then buy into, then very shortly they're going to be on a downward slope that could result in some very serious problems for them come election time.
And that's the prospect that has to be on the minds of House Republicans next week as they return to Washington and to the leadership of Tom DeLay. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.